Art Tectivity. Careers in art. An art teacher. What is an art teacher? Art teachers are usually artists with a desire to share their knowledge and skills with students of art. An art teacher must have a college education in the areas of art history and the use of art materials and techniques. An art teacher can work in schools, museums, hospitals, retirement homes, or any environment where learning occurs. In addition to an education in art, anyone who wants to teach in K-12 schools must also have an education in teaching. Most art teachers have multiple degrees in multiple subjects. Joaquin Torres Garcia, who lived from 1874 to 1949, was a well-known art educator from Uruguay. He and Francisco Matillo started an art school known as El Taller de Torres Garcia. Many famous artists can trace back to a very special or influential art teacher from their schooling that helped them to become the famous artists that they are now. If you would like to pursue a career as an art teacher, you should prepare yourself by taking many art classes during high school and continue in college with art classes as well. Pick an area of expertise, then continue your schooling with an education degree. And now our art joke for the day. The painting thief. Recently, a guy in Paris nearly got away with stealing several paintings from the Louvre. However, after planning the crime, breaking in, evading security, getting out, and escaping with the goods, he was captured only two blocks away when his Econoline van ran out of gas. When asked how he could mastermind such a crime and then make such an obvious error, he replied,
"I had no money to buy the gas to make the van go."
Here's Looking at Me, How Artists See Themselves, a book by Bob Rakiza. If you were going to paint a picture of yourself, how would you do it? Would you look in the mirror, or would you paint yourself from memory? Would you get all dressed up? Would you wear your pajamas? Or would you dress up like somebody else? Would you paint yourself smiling or looking very serious? Would you paint your entire body or just your head? These are just some of the questions the artists in this book considered before they made pictures of themselves, pictures that are called self-portraits. Looking at a self-portrait is a great way to learn about different artists. For example, you can see what style they were using at the time, what kind of clothes they wore, and even what they thought about themselves. But if there's one thing you'll find out from reading this book, it's this. Every artist has his or her own way of making a self-portrait, and that's what makes looking at them so much fun. This book has many artists. The first one we'll look at is Jan Vermeer, who lived from 1632 till 1675. This painting might be a self-portrait of the Dutch artist Jan Vermeer. Then again, it might not. After all, we can't even see the artist's face. The painting itself is like a play. In the front hangs a curtain, which has been pulled aside to reveal the stage, an artist's studio. On the stage are two actors, a man playing the part of the artist and a woman playing the part of his model. The model is dressed up as Cleo, who symbolizes history. And next to the curtain is a chair, an invitation for the audience, us, to sit down and watch the artist paint Cleo. In other words, to watch history being made. The question is, do you think the artist is Jan? If it is, then he was playing a joke on us, because we can only see his back. And because none of Jan's other surviving paintings are self-portraits, we will probably never know what he really looked like. Maybe Jan was modest, and he never did a self-portrait. Or maybe he did one, and it was lost. But for anyone who wants to know what he looked like, this painting is all the more intriguing. This painting is called The Art of Painting, The Artist's Studio, 1665 to 1666. We'll feature another artist next time at Here's Looking at Me, How Artists See Themselves. Responding to art. Each podcast, we will ask our students to respond to a piece of artwork. This time, we've selected Andy Warhol, Letter to the World, The Kick, a serigraph from 1986. Let's hear what our students have to say about this piece of art.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at it, and I like the movement of it. I like how she's diving across, but I can't get past the colors. The pink and the red and blue on the lines, it reminds me of like veins and stuff, so it's just kind of, I don't know, kind of gross almost.
This picture makes me think that the woman is in pain or is struggling with something, but at the same time she looks very graceful in her movements.
Well, I see a lady bending over. She's got kind of a pinkish dress. I kind of like the flow of the lines out through, and I like the dark red and blue, the way those are kind of intersected. In that picture, I see a lot of movement, and yet nobody's moving at all, so it's kind of strange to me.
You know what? My aunt dances, and I love her costumes. She has a dress that looks just like this, only hers is a bright yellow.
I really like this piece. I like the movement. I like the color. I like the artist. I think it's a great work.
Wow, she's bending over really far. I'm trying to figure out how she gets her head at that angle with her legs sticking straight up in the air. Her dress is flowing, but it almost looks, the colors in it look streaky. I'm not sure if she's dancing or she's falling.
Thanks to Justin, Stacy, Phil, Patty, Alan, and Barb for their great reactions, comments, and ideas about Andy Warhol's art. Tune in next time for more reactions to art.
This has been a production of Polaris Pod Press, the broadcasting group from North Middle School, Everett Public School District in Washington. We hope you've enjoyed our show. For our segment information and sources, please check our blog at http://blogs.everettsd.org/cgaub. We hope you have enjoyed our show and come again next week to hear
art,
more great stuff.
Art.
Technology.
Technology.
Creativity.
Art-tectivity.